Yeah.
Intern Dan. Angry Dan, what's up?
Wait, hold on, that's standing there. I think it's... I'm going to see if this is where he wants me to go.
What the hell? All right, look.
I honestly don't know what's going on.
I asked Dan 55 minutes ago if he could do me a favor and run and pick up my folks who are at my house 3 miles from here.
Right.
Is he lost?
He hasn't returned.
What?
What's wrong?
Where am I?
Are you lost?
God. I don't even know where I am.
Well, where are you? What's the intersection you're at there?
I have no freaking idea where I am.
Can you read a street sign and tell me what intersection you're at?
Jimmy, you told me to come back to the station. You gave me the wrong freaking directions, I'll tell you that much.
No, Dan, I didn't give you the wrong directions.
Can you stop somewhere,
Dan?
Give
me the wrong directions.
Can you tell me where you are right now, Dan?
It says Premier Plaza on it. I don't even know where I am right now.
Premier Plaza?
This is total crap.
Okay, stop somewhere and ask for directions.
Do you have Jimmy's parents in the car?
Yeah, they're in the car. And
wait, so you picked it
the whole time we've been out here.
They've been what?
They've been bugging me the whole time we've been out.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. Now I think now he's just doing a bit.
No, he's not.
No, they're really getting on my nerves. What?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, I know the feeling, but I guarantee you they're not. Believe
me. They're giving me the whole. Oh, do you know where you're going? I'm like, yeah, I know where I'm going.
Oh,
and
when
then
people
you know
ask
they
that?
Question what I know. Like right. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Obviously, it's his son's fault. Not my problem.
Uh-huh. Can you read a sign and tell me where you are right now, Dan, and maybe we can help guide you back?
It says 2 Premier Plaza. I don't even know where that
are
is.
You, I think that's in Tennessee.
It's not a street sign.
Did you stop? Are you out of the car or are you in the car?
I'm out of the car.
Oh, you're out of the car. Okay.
Okay, well, guess what? We don't work at 2 Premier Plaza.
All right. Well, obviously we don't.
All right, hang on.
Oh, you're out of the car. Okay.
Hello?
That's the delay's
going.
Oh, man.
What?
Dan, you didn't leave them in the car, did you?
Yeah, I left them in the car.
You left his parents in the car with the car running?
Yeah.
Well, that they could get carbon monoxide. Go in there and turn off the car at least.
Turn off the car?
Yes.
Well, no, it's over now.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
He screwed it off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I know something didn't go right here.
Horribly.
No. Oh, boy. We were trying to kidnap your parents, okay?
Oh. Okay.
The plan was to kidnap your parents. Dan goes, and we have
what
him
a moron!
what is he supposed
first
to do?
First of all, listen to this. Let me go.
Tell me
let
how
me
it was
go.
Supposed
please
to
go. Unleash
oh,
me.
All right.
Wally comes into the room, and he has a great idea. He goes, listen, Jimmy's making Dan pick up his parents. Here's the deal. Let's have Dan pick up his parents, and then we'll put a cell phone in the back seat of the car with his parents that they don't know is there, and then we'll have Dan get lost and stop at places and go inside, get really pissed off that he's lost, and then walk into Waffle House, sit by a window, and just start eating breakfast while his parents are in the back of the car.
That would be funny.
Yes.
Well,
that
would have been funny.
And
well, this retard gets legitimately lost on the way to your house. It takes him an hour to get there. That was not part of the...
Oh, that wasn't part of it?
No, that wasn't... Yeah, that real funny. Yeah.
I don't know.
Dan's lost while your parents are at home. Inconvenienced. Ooh, like, no.
Yeah.
He got lost. That was not part of anything. Then I go to Wally. I go, hey, remember to tell him to... it might be important for the bit to not have the radio on in the car. You know, you could say the radio's broken.
All right.
You could say that you take the keys out of the car. Right. You could do a lot of things, Danny boy. But yeah, best thing to do would probably not be leave the radio on so they can hear us talking to Dan all about the crazy bit that's going on. Yeah, yeah.
Because we would have been able to talk to Dan outside of the car, have him getting mad and gesturing, listening to your parents inside the car talking about it. But I even specifically told him, I said, when you stop, turn off your car, take your keys with you.
It's too much to ask.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been kind of funny.
It's too much to ask anyone to do anything right around here.
Oh.
It's too much to ask anyone to do anything right. I got Fat Kid yelling at me yesterday about wearing a G-string, and we got to go through the whole thing with that. I mean, who doesn't know to turn off the... How does that not enter your brain? We're on a radio that can be accessed in an automobile. Oh, it's going to be really funny. They're going to hear him talking to the DJs. They won't know anything's going on.
Oh, angry Dan, angry Dan.
All right, well, now I'll really bring him back because my dad's got to go to a business meeting.
No, now you're going to have to kill him, Dan.
He's angry Dan. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, angry Dan.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
Bring him back, Dan.
All right. See, here's how I knew something was up. Because nobody is a worse liar than Wally.
What?
You have a look that comes over your face when something's up, when something's going on.
Immediately you know
something's going on.
Horrible.
You're involved in.
You're right. I am horrible.
Yeah. That's because he's so honest.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not too slick either, like talking on the phone for like 45 minutes.
Well, I'm trying to do the massage and then go back. And obviously, you see, with all the preparation that I did have, it still went awry.
It was a great idea. He came up to me, I said, that's a great idea. By the way, this idea was we came up with it about 6:30.
Because my mom, seriously, if that had worked, you probably could have gotten some good conversation of my mom saying, like, should we call the police?
Yeah, exactly. He seems angry.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. I don't trust this guy because she would really get started.
There
start
are more.
Nervous.
I swear to you, if the people out there knew how many good ideas we had that we sat down, I swear to God, if you if you people knew how many times we sat in meetings and brainstormed and came up with a great idea and really worked out all the kinks, all our minds clicking, coming together and creating this wonderful thing. And then we send someone out and it just gets ruined.
Because we can't go out and do everything ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun. Like, you know, Jimmy going to the punchline and reading the vent, which is a bit that actually worked with Fat Kid, is not funny. Everyone knows who Jimmy is. It's not going to be funny. It's just going to be Jimmy doing a bit. Can't just go out. We can't just go out and do these bits. We need to have, that's why we have green asses. That's why we have Fat Kid. And then I'll tell you, we'll come up with bits. How could this go wrong? And it's almost, these people should work for NASA, like in reverse. They should go, can you make a rocket that won't get into space? And then find a way to get it into space. Like, I want you to create a germ that causes cancer. And then the next thing you know, they'll have a cure for cancer.
Right. Actually, Wally could, you know, if we could have spared Wally for that amount of time, you could have been the guy, because they don't know you.
Right, yeah, I would have been more than happy to.
But we need him. We need him in studio.
We need him rubbed down Fat Kid.
We can't just have Wally leave studio. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
All right. It was a good idea. It would have been funny. Didn't happen.
Now he's probably really pissed off, and now he's going to, like, you know,
really get lost.
Yeah, now that he's really angry.
What, he's pissed off? Well, about what? About not remembering to turn off the radio? I mean, he's going to come in here and be defensive, but that's not my concern.
Angry.
All right.
Angry.
Well, here, let's play a promo about Miss Meat's party, and then we'll play Switchfoot for you.
The John Miller Morning Show.
I got a crazy feeling going on right now. You know what?